Tonight are the Oscars, of course, which will be hosted by the musician and actor Common. One film that's up for a couple of different Oscars is Disney's box office animated hit Frozen, which has nominations for Best Animated Feature and Best Original Song. It's not only the folks at Disney who are hoping for a win tonight. There's also a country full of people who will be taking note. Reporter Sissel Overgaard explains.
That country is Norway, the inspiration for the landscapes of Frozen. If you knew that, then you have just made Per Arne Tufteen very happy. And Norway's head of tourism is already a pretty happy guy.
They took all the different places and make them into one place. And that is Arendelle.
Arendelle, the fictional setting of Frozen. While loosely based on the Norwegian city of Bergen, the Frozen village is really a mashup of the country's art and architecture, says Tufteen.
You will find a church from one of the valleys in Norway. You will find something from Trondheim. You will find something from Røros. And all that I took into one city.
Production was already well underway when Disney approached Tufteen's office about a year ago with the idea of a joint marketing campaign. The film was released in November, and already it seems to be having an effect.
Our website in the U.S., visitnorway.us, had an increase in 350% of people visiting that site.
Travel search engines are also reporting increased interest. For example, Kayak says the number of Americans looking at flights to Norway is up by 14% over last year. And Tufteen says internal research is showing another change.
Most of the tourists, especially from the U.S., they're couples. But after this film, we've seen a growth in families with children who want to go to Norway.
Whether all this interest translates into actual visits probably won't be clear until the summer. But if Scotland's experience is any indication, the outlook is good. That country embarked on a similar partnership with Disney upon the release of Brave in 2012. Now, tourism officials there say Brave-related visits are expected to bring in $200 million over the next 5 years. That said, Brave is explicitly set in Scotland, and the accents and kilts are unmistakable.
With one dead eye, I drew my sword, and...
Whoosh! Frozen's connection to Norway, on the other hand, may not be quite as obvious. Yes, the film features the Northern Lights, fjords, and a glimpse of some runes, but there is never any actual mention of Norway. There is one minor character with what Americans might consider a Norwegian accent.
Half off swimming suits, clogs... And a sunbalm of my own invention, yeah?
But when I ask Tufteen how he feels being represented by this oafish trading post owner, he looks at me blankly for a second.
You know what I'm talking about?
Before his face lights up.
Yes, yeah, but I think that he's not only Norwegian. I think it's also, when we see him, we think, oh, he must be German.
Well, whether his accent is German or Norwegian, this character's catchphrase certainly speaks to Norway's hopes for the upcoming tourist season.
Woohoo! Big summer blowout!
For NPR News, I'm Sissel Overgaard.